People are often unreasonable and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some false friends and some true enemies. Succeed anyway. What you spend years building, someone can destroy overnight. Build anyway. If you are honest, people may cheat you. Be honest anyway. If you find happiness, people may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today may be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give your best anyway. For you see, in the end, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. Mother Teresa.
This morning, I guess I'm just thinking about what I've been kind of thinking about all week, just nostalgia. You know, I'm very aware that it's very important to live in the present and always look toward the future with a bright frame of mind. And I've tried to do that as much as I possibly can. You know, but I love the past, man. I love to discover or rediscover music from the past, especially. You know, I was born in 82. And some of my earliest memories of music was from probably around 87 to 88. I can remember singing over and over again George Strait's version of If You Ain't Loving, You Ain't Living. I can vividly remember that. And then I remember my dad introducing me to Hank Williams Jr.'s music, and then eventually Hank Sr.'s music. And all these songs have just rang throughout my life and made me continuously just enjoy and love music in general. Of course, country music was the beginning, but it's led me down so many roads with blues and rock. And even now I'm gotten into 1960s music, you know, coming out of Laurel Canyon. I've always been a big Eagles fan, but I never really listened to Crosby, Stills, and Nash until here recently, and I've really been enjoying their music and stuff. So on this episode of the podcast, I'm just going to share with y'all some music that's been affecting me here lately. And unlike most people, I guess, I don't look for the next big superstar. I have no desire to find the next, you know, the next Eric Clapton, or the next B.B. King, or the next Mariah Carey. I would rather go back and listen to some older recordings that maybe slipped through the cracks, and I wasn't paying attention to, or maybe now going back and re-listening or revisiting the tunes, they have a different meaning for me. The very first song that I'd like to talk about this week on the podcast came out in 1993, and I was 11 years old, and I can remember hearing this song on the radio, and at the time, I was very, very much into Dwight Yoakam, George Strait, Alan Jackson. Those were my radio people at the time. That's who I was, you know, really, really waiting to hear from, hear some new material from those guys back then. And I always really liked Patti Loveless's voice. She has a very unique sound and a very honest voice, I've always felt like. But she released this song back in 1993, and there's a line in it that I really, really have been affected by. And I really, really can see more and more the longer I'm around, you know, on this old earth, what it means and how much it means. The line is, life's about changing. Nothing ever stays the same. And that's one of the most well-written lines, I think, that I've ever heard in any song. Such a beautiful, beautiful song. It's a sad one now. But as you know, I've always loved sad songs. So I'm going to start the podcast out on a little bit of a somber note here. And we're going to listen to Patti Loveless's 1993 hit, How Can I Help You to Say Goodbye?
My best friend Jamie slipping further away. I kept on waving till I couldn't see her, and through my tears I asked again why we couldn't stay. Mama whispered softly, time will ease your pain. Life's about changing, nothing ever stays the same. And she said, how can I help you to say goodbye? It's okay to hurt and it's okay to cry. Come let me hold you and I will goodbye. I sit on our bed, he packed his suitcase. I held a picture of our wedding day. His hands were trembling, we both were crying. He kissed me gently and then he quickly walked away. I called up Mom, she said, time will ease your pain. Life's about changing, nothing ever stays the same. And she said, how can I? Your pain, life's
that's country music right there. You know, she lost her best friend, then she lost her husband, and then her mom passes away there at the end of the song. You know, and as sad as it is, that's life. And, you know, the art of the sad song is something that is truly a work of art, in my opinion. I love it. I feel like if you're feeling down, to listen to music like that, that other people have gone through similar situations that you're currently going through, or maybe you've gone through in the past, it's therapeutic to hear those stories. And I love that song. You know, I love a lot of Patti Loveless's music, and if you haven't ever taken the time to go back in her catalog and listen to some of her records, she got some really good albums, man. Some really good albums. But as I was saying earlier, I've really gotten into the 1960s music. And this is kind of taking things down a different road away from the country side of things. But there are still elements of country music in Crosby, Stills, and Nash music. You know, the acoustic guitar is very prevalent in their recordings from back then. And David Crosby, of course, is a hell of a guitar player and a great singer-songwriter in his own right. He makes up a third of the group, and you can really hear him in this recording called Helplessly Hoping. I really, really enjoy this song. I don't understand a lot of what their music is about as far as the way that they wrote the songs back then. And I don't know if that was because of the drugs they were taking or whatever, but I went hiking last week over at Red Mountain Park here in Birmingham. And for about 2 hours, I listened to this album over and over while I was making my way up and down the trails over there. And again, just very therapeutic in a different kind of way to hear just beautiful music. Maybe you don't understand what all of it's about, but there's some little tidbits in this song that that I really enjoy. And it's called Helplessly Hoping, from their debut album back in, I believe it was 68 or 69, this one came out. And I had a strange thing. I've been listening to this album on Apple Music for probably about 2 or 3 weeks. And then after I went hiking last Saturday, I stumbled into Charlemagne Record Store here in Birmingham and found a copy of it on vinyl and brought it home. So I thought that was pretty cool, that, because it's pretty rare find in a record store. I mean, there's not even very many of these for sale on eBay, so it was just meant to be, I guess. But here's Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Y'all check this out and let me know what you think. Each other.
Stand by the stairway, you'll see something certain to tell you. Confusion has its cost. Love isn't lying, it's loose in a lady who lingers, saying she is lost and choking on her love. Oh, they are one person, they are two alone, they are three together, they are four for each other.
If you're lost and you're alone, let me sing you a song. For you're not the only lonely one here tonight. I know what you're going through. I can sympathize with you. I've been walking in your shoes all my life. 'Cause I was born with a broken heart. I don't know why, but even from an early age, I really, really loved sad country music. An Aaron Tippin song, I Was Born With a Broken Heart, from back in 1991, was one of my favorites as a kid, and I've still listened to it over the years. I spent at least 30 or 40 minutes in here the other night just playing that song over and over on my Martin guitar and bellering out the old Kentucky-based hillbilly-type sound that Aaron made famous. He's got a very distinct voice, and for whatever reason, his music spoke to me. It wasn't the gimmicky type music that he put out on that same album, There Ain't Nothing Wrong With The Radio, even though that was a fun song. This one was more real to me, more heartache-inspired, and yeah, it just really spoke to me, and it's been on my mind a lot, and I can honestly say that I've probably listened to this song at least 1,000 times throughout my life, maybe even more than that. I know there's some days I'll listen to it over and over and just enjoy it every time as if it's the first time I've ever heard it. So I don't know if y'all have ever heard this one or not. I don't think it was a big hit. It may have not even been released as a single. I don't recall. But Aaron Tippin's 1991 song, I Was Born With a Broken Heart, is one of my faves from his catalog anyway.
If you're lost and you're alone, let me sing you a song. For you're not you're going through, I can sympathize with you. I've been walking in your shoes all my life. I was born with a broken heart, born to lose right from the start, raised on hand-me-down blues. That's why I sing the way in your life. Well, friend, that's fine. And may you leave behind these old troubled times that we shared. Oh, but don't look back for me, 'cause I'm where I'm supposed to be. And anywhere there's a lonely street, I'll be there. 'Cause I was born with
Now, friends and neighbors, that's country music right there. One thing you never had to question about old Aaron Tippin's music is if it was country or not. We went out Friday night and bumped around town a little bit and went into Seasick Records on our way home to check out some records. They had posted earlier in the day that they had actually had two copies come in of the Allman Brothers' very first album, which I do not have on vinyl. And I was hoping to snag a copy of that. Unfortunately, they had already sold them. But as we were going through the bins, the Just In bins, I might add, they had just come in that day. My wife said, do we have this one? I looked over, and it was a very, very mint condition copy of Waylon Jennings' 1987 album, Will the Wolf Survive? And I said, no, ma'am, we do not. So ended up buying that one. And, man, what a great record that is. You know, I love all of Waylon's music. I'm not going to get on here and try to claim which one's my favorite because there's just way too much to choose from. But this is a really good one, man, and I've really grown fond of his 80s material in the last year or so, even more so than his 70s stuff. And, of course, I jump all over the place. I'll listen to any Waylon album at any time. So right now, though, I've been on this 80s kick, and there's a song on here that I just love, man. I didn't know that Levon Helm did not write the song I've Got Me a Woman. These are some of the most outlandish lyrics in a song that you'll ever hear, but it's just so much fun. I love Levon's version of this song, too. So I tell you what I'm going to do. We're going to play you Waylon's version, and then we're going to play you Levon's version, just because it's such a good song. And luckily, I don't have any sponsors. I don't have any bosses here on this podcast. So this here old school radio show type show I'm doing this week is going to be done my way, just the way Waylon always approached his music, his way. He always said there is one more way, and that's your way. So we'll do this one for old Waylon. And my record collection of Waylon's music is getting pretty complete. I got a few albums that I'm looking for. Honky Tonk Heroes is one. If I ever get rich, I do want Live at JD's, an original copy of that, but it's a pricey one. So that may be something for further on down the road, or maybe I'll get lucky and find it in a flea market or something. But anyway, from, I said 87, this is 85 that Will the Wolf Survive come out, apparently. And, Apple Music says 85, but at the bottom it says 87. I thought it said 87 on the record. Anyway, it's neither here nor there. Will the Wolf Survive is one hell of an album, and I've Got Me a Woman is one hell of a song. So here you go. Here's Waylon Jennings, and then we're going to listen to Levon Helm of the band from his, I don't know what year the Dirt Farmer come out. Let's take a look here. I don't want to hold y'all up. Levon Helm, the Dirt Farmer. Poor old Dirt Farmer, 2007. I Got Me a Woman's on that album, and it's a good one, y'all. So check it out, too.
Makes me wear a cowboy hat. cause she's a pretty good woman to play. I like nothing better than to spend my nights at home. Listen to my baby when she plays my slide trombone. She talks in tongues, boy, that really turns me on. With a woman like that, a man need never to roam. Some folks get themselves together. Some folks stay in Tennessee. As long as that woman stays with me. Nothing in the world makes me treat that woman mean. She shaves my beard and she keeps my track too clean. She burns my food, makes me eat turnip greens. I don't care if she's the best little woman I've seen. Some folks get themselves together. Some folks stay in Tennessee. I don't care where I'm going, just as long as that woman stays with me. Oh, I got me a woman, she's a pretty good woman at that. We live with a monkey and a Chinese acrobat. She calls me Tex, makes me wear a cowboy hat. But I don't care, she's a pretty good woman at that. Nothing in the world make me treat that woman mean. She shaves my beard and she keeps my tractor clean. She burns my bread, makes me eat turnip greens. And I don't care, she's the best little woman I've seen. Some folks, they move out to California. And some folks, they stay in Tennessee. I don't care where I'm.
written by Paul Kennerly, and he's from Northwest England. And I don't know what the hell he was thinking whenever he wrote that one, but it's a fun song. You know, I love the blues and I always have, and it's always been a big part of my listening to music and also playing music. There's nothing like the blues. It's a lot like sad country music. You just need it sometimes. And we were riding yesterday, and wife was scrolling through some stuff and on the Apple Music and found this album that I had never listened to. It's Buddy Guy and Junior Wells Play the Blues from 1972. And Eric Clapton actually produced this record, and man, you talking about a hell of a blues album. I've got to find this one on vinyl, too, for my collection. Just hearing a young, you know, spirited Buddy Guy, I mean, even older Buddy Guy now is full of spunk still. But back in 72, man, he was kicking on all cylinders. And y'all need to check this one out if you get time. One of my favorites off the record is called The T-Bone Shuffle. And this is some serious blues right here, y'all. Makes me want to pop open a cold beer and maybe eat some pulled pork or something and baked beans, kind of just relax. So here is old Buddy Guy and Junior Wells.
Teasing me. Oh, I want you to tell me what the reason you keep on teasing me. Well, I can't understand you, baby. I just can't hide and see. Let your hound hound woman mess me having at your ball. Oh, I want your hound hound woman. You know if we don't get together, mama, we can't have no fun at all. We'll be right back.
1990 when this album came out. And this song has stuck with me like glue throughout my whole life. Some people got holes in their britches. Some people got holes in their head. Some people go chasing rainbows. Some people just stay in bed. Anything Goes is the song by the Pirates of the Mississippi. And the Pirates of the Mississippi, I didn't find out till later, was a group of studio musicians in Nashville that got together and decided to cut an album. And in turn, they come up with a hit song called Feed Jake that was a big hit, actually. But it wasn't that one that really, even though I did like that song, it wasn't that song that really, really stuck with me throughout my whole life. It's this one, Anything Goes. And if you want to listen to a really good record, this first Pirates of the Mississippi album is really good. It's a self-titled album, and it's on Apple Music as well. Here's Anything Goes. He mentions Tuscaloosa in there and all kind of stuff about his first time getting with a lady in the hayloft. And all the things she taught me in her daddy's hayloft, I still try to use them every time I can. I hear you, buddy. Me too. Every time I can. Anyway, this is one of the songs that I would have to put in my top 100 if I had of all time. So I've enjoyed just sitting around listening to music with y'all and sharing some of the songs that affected my life here in the last week or so. And I hope y'all enjoyed this show. It's a little bit different this time, a little less of me jabbering on about my thoughts and opinions and more just sharing the music with you. And I'll do these from time to time and keep on putting out some content for the good folks out there that subscribe and like. And I appreciate y'all very much for listening. And always, thanks again for positive feedback of any kind. JoshPorter08.com for everything, and The Hillbilly Luchador on Apple Podcasts.
Rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief, doctor, lawyer, Indian chief. You're a lot like me, and I'm a lot like you. Never seen the jungle, but I've lived in the zoo. Could have fried an egg on that Tuscaloosa sidewalk on that August Sunday when I became a man. All the things she taught me in her daddy's haloft, I still try to use them every time I can. Some people got holes in their britches, some people got holes in their head. Some people go chasing rainbows, some people just stay in bed. Nobody knows all the answers, everybody walks a different road. So live and let live, anything goes. Wears a crew cut like he did in 63. Grandma's mind comes and goes, she don't remember me. Me and Jesse got baptized when we were both 14. Now Jesse's on the cover of Playboy magazine. Some people got holes in their britches, some people got holes in their head. Some people go chasing rainbows, some people just stay in bed. Nobody knows all the answers, everybody.
and let live. Anything goes. Anything goes. Anything goes. Anything goes.
If you're ever in the Bishopville, South Carolina area, beware of the Lizard Man. And now back to our regularly scheduled program brought to you by WKRK Radio and JoshPotter08.com.
Now, right now at all, what I would like to do is just tell you a story. I'm going to tell you a story before I get started. But I like to did that. I like just like to get myself in a good
mood. Sunday, September the 14th. September. Sunday, April 14th. 2019. Been a rather strange day. Woke up around 4:15 this morning to the alarm going off on my wife's iPhone, and also the house alarm going off. Tornado warning. Here in central Alabama is something that we know all too well. And, it was going off. So I got up. Only been asleep maybe a few hours and got up to take the dogs out just like I always do, because it don't matter whether there's a tornado or not. Dogs got to go out at the same time they usually do. And my wife come around the corner. What are you doing? I'd already got their harness and everything on them. I said, well, I'm about to take these dogs out. And she said, are you crazy? It's about to come a tornado through here. You don't need to take the dogs out. I'll admit I'm a creature of habit and a little bit crazy at times. But I was just going to step outside the door and let the dogs pee and come back in. But she was probably right. It's probably a bad idea. So I decided to not do that. I went ahead and put my bike helmet on, my bicycle helmet. And I started scurrying around looking for hers. She had gone to the restroom at this particular moment in time. And when she come back around the corner a few minutes later, I was still standing there at the front door looking for her bike helmet, which she did not know. And she said, what the hell are you doing? Do not go out there. And I was like, hey, I'm not going out there. I'm trying to find your damn helmet. I already had mine on. So, she put on her bike helmet, and we sat in the master bedroom closet like a couple of yahoos for, hell, at least 35, 40 minutes. It was very strange because the tornado warnings were for here in this hometown we're living in, Moody, and also down the road where I work. Basically the route that I take home every day. And luckily, after sitting there for those 35 or 40 minutes, it turned out to be okay. No problems. So we're still alive and well down here. And it took me a while, but we went to bed about 6:30 a.m. after that, or at least 6. I was in the bed anyway, and I couldn't go to sleep. And took a while to go back to sleep. When I finally did, I was having nightmares and stuff about randomness. And I woke up about 9:30, looked out the window, and the sun was shining. You know, that's Alabama for you. This weather around here, you really just don't know whatever is going to happen any day. 9:30, the sun was out, so sitting in my chair. And she was watching The Crimes of Grindelwald, I believe is the name of the film. One of the Harry Potter movies, the latest one that's come out. And one of my favorite actors plays the villain in the movie, Johnny Depp. And man, he does a good job. We went and saw it at the theater because she wanted to. She's a huge Harry Potter fan. I don't dislike Harry, but I don't know much about it. And I can't get involved in all the series and whatnot. I've got enough going on to be a super fan of another series. So anyway, we went and saw it, and she finally bought it on Amazon today, and she was watching it while I was sitting there in my chair eating some pimento cheese from Super Suppers down in Montgomery. Went to Farmer's Market and bought some yesterday, and I was eating some of that on that mountain bread from Publix. If y'all have never had the mountain bread from the deli at Publix grocery store, I highly recommend it. But I was sitting there and drinking my coffee. Finally got to moving around and got outside about 11:30, 12 o'clock. Decided I would ride over to Lowe's and try to find me a lawnmower, because ours crapped out last year. And rather than spend the money to pay somebody to cut our grass again, I need to get back out there and then, you know, out there and cut my own damn lawn like a grown man should. So, yeah, I went to Lowe's because they were having some kind of gimmick sale this morning. Ended up buying me a pretty good push mower today and came back home. I guess it was about 12:30, 1 o'clock today. Weather completely different, beautiful outside. Hell, it felt like it was 80 degrees. I don't know how hot it was, but felt fairly warm. But there was a nice breeze blowing, and I just decided, you know what, I'm going to do some yard work. I've been putting it off. Our shrubs out front and a tree out front was looking pretty rough. Because I'll be honest with y'all, I just don't like to do that kind of stuff. I don't care anything about it. You know, I don't have a green thumb, and I just don't care to spend my free time working in the yard too much. But I got out there today, and I really got after it. I mean, I was out there for 4 or 5 hours. First, I trimmed the tree, and then I pull the weeds from around the tree, and then I ended up starting to trim our shrubs, but the more I trim, the more I realized that the damn things just needed to be taken up. So that's exactly what I did. I went to pulling and carrying on, shoveling. Before I knew it, I had all three of the shrubs pulled up out of the ground. And, ain't one thing to do when you do that. You got to go back to Lowe's again and buy some new shrubs. So that's what I did this afternoon. And before I knew it, though, this afternoon after about 5 o'clock, it dropped down about 66 degrees. I had to run to Publix to get some things for supper, because the wife was cooking some poppy seed chicken casserole. And I had to run to Publix, and I'll be damned. Within about a 10-minute period, if the temperature hadn't dropped another 5 degrees down to 61. Yeah, that's Alabama weather for you. So, it's after 9 o'clock now. I'm recording this. I just took the dogs out for the last time. And I'm pretty sure it's down below 50 now. We have been all over the map today, from severe weather to beautiful weather to windy weather to cold-ass weather. And supposedly we're going down to about 49 tonight. You know, it's 2019. And, yeah, that's the kind of weather we got going down here in Alabama. And it's not out of the ordinary. You know, I think it's kind of forgotten about now, and it's unfortunate. But April 11th of 2011, I believe, was the date that there was some really, really bad tornadoes that went through central Alabama. And even Tuscaloosa, and tore the places up and killed some people. And it's something that always lingers around here. You know, you hunker down and you hope for the best. I think about all the material things that we work so hard for, the homes that we build, the loved ones that we cherish, and it can all be taken away in a matter of seconds. We got lucky today, though. We dodged a bullet. And I sure am glad we did, you know. For all the inconveniences of waking up and listening to your local weatherman, in our case, James Spann, who does a hell of a job over there at ABC 3340, and more so for us on his social media sites now, because that's the way we consume whatever he puts out there. Very blessed to dodge the bullet once again. You know, I don't know if one day, you know, we might be one of those sad people that's on the news in their time of distress, you know, just searching for all of your material things, or God forbid, your loved ones. It's a serious issue here. I don't like the fear that comes with it. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of times I try to block it out. And unless it's for our particular area, and I mean down to the city, a lot of times I ignore it. But that's a foolish endeavor. If you live here in Alabama, you've really got to take tornadoes very seriously. And like I said, I don't sometimes. But I did this morning, and I thought a lot about it. You know, I thought a lot about what could be about to transpire. You know, we've got insurance and stuff that would take care of the material things and whatnot. But as I'm sitting in a closet with a bike helmet on like a freaking weirdo, and my wife doing the same, and us holding our two little dogs, and they're just sitting there, you know, not really understanding what's going on. You can't help but, it really puts everything in perspective. Puts everything in perspective. At that point in time, it doesn't matter who won the A-Day game, how good certain players looked. It doesn't matter who's running for president in 2020. It doesn't matter who's going to win the NBA playoffs. None of these things matter. It doesn't matter if you have all the material things in the world, because one of the places that was targeted this morning by the tornadoes was a place called Highland Lakes. My aunt used to have a house up there, and these are like million-dollar homes. And had the privilege, I guess you'd say, of going in one of those homes back when she lived up there. And it was just too much. Huge living room right. Well, I just remember walking right in the door and having the huge living room with the grand piano there with the hardwood floors. And there was a grand piano, which a musician like myself would love to have. And nobody that lived there played music. I think it had one of those automated programs where it would play itself or whatever at certain times, which is just ridiculous. But yeah, that was one of the places that almost got hit this morning. And I think there was a couple of trees down and maybe a deck was lost or something like that, but nothing too severe. But, yeah, those people were just as much on the edge of their seat as us, as normal folks over here in Moody, Alabama. You know, Mother Nature, or whoever's in charge of pulling the strings, has no pity on the rich or the poor. The attack will come as it will, you know, when it comes to severe weather. And y'all can go into whatever you want to go into with that. I don't think I'm quite qualified yet. I hadn't read enough to have a expertise on whether this is caused by humans or by a higher power, as they say down here. I don't know. Frankly, it ain't none of my damn business. I'm just doing the best I can. You know, I ride my bike, but if I'm not riding my bike, the only other time I'll have on a damn bike helmet is if there's a damn tornado warning down here. I can guarantee you that. But, yeah, we survived the tornado. In this last week or so, there's been a little bit of music stuff on my mind after WrestleMania 35, which I can talk about just a little bit here if you need to. I can talk about it. Because I think that it's time to put out one of these podcasts in the old way, just a regular, not too much editing or whatnot, so. Music-wise, I got to talk about Earl Thomas Conley because he was a phenomenal singer back in the 80s. He was in that 80s country, and I went back and listened to some of his music since he passed. And his voice was just phenomenal. Sturgill Simpson has commented over the last couple of years about some of the best voices being affected by bad production And this is in no way disparaging toward Earl, but some of his music is very dated. It's very 80s sounding. And it's just because of the way that the music was produced. I think if you put Earl with an acoustic guitar, a fiddle, and a steel guitar, you know, bass and drums, just the regular old George Strait type setup, he would sound great. And there was a lot of synthesizers, which I like that stuff, and keyboards and whatnot, strings and all, that was added to his songs that that just date his music, unfortunately, and it kind of takes away from it for me. But he had some great, great songs. I don't know if he was too much of a great album guy on account of the era that he was operating in, and due to, the production. But Brotherly Love, that he recorded with Keith Whitley, is one of my favorite songs of all time. He was a great, great singer. And unfortunate that he's passed on, but you know, he lived 77 years. I'm about to go into my 37th year, and I can't even imagine being 77, y'all. But I know that it'll be here in the blink of an eye if I make it there. That's one thing that is taken for granted, just how fast time passes. And Earl Thomas Conley left his mark on this old world. I think it's very cool that even now, I go out to these record stores and stuff, and I still see quite a few of his albums floating out there in circulation in the vinyl community, and that's good. Maybe somebody picked up an Earl Thomas Conley record yesterday at Record Store Day. I saw one of the coolest things online that I have seen in a long time. Old Eddie Vedder, the Pearl Jam singer, went to Hungry Ear Records there in Honolulu, which we had the privilege of visiting last October. And I got to chat with the gentleman who owned the store, and he actually has family that lives in Clanton, Alabama. And Eddie Vedder was there yesterday, one of the biggest rock stars in the world, just buying some vinyl, hanging out, and took a couple pictures with the guys there that work in the store and stuff. So, Hungry Ear Records, if y'all get a chance, check that out on Instagram. It's a small world. I think Eddie Vedder lives on Maui, I believe, the island right over from Oahu. So, hell, Eddie Vedder's probably got his own damn private jet. He can fly back and forth between the islands. But, yeah, watched WrestleMania 35 last weekend, and, you know, I'll be honest, I haven't kept up with a build-up to WrestleMania this year like I have in years past, and maybe it took away from the experience a little bit, or maybe I'm just tired of the current product. I don't know. But there were some special moments throughout the night. And there were some not so special moments. But I had fun watching it. I know the show was over 7 hours long, and I watched the pre-show and all that. So I think the actual pay-per-view was like 4 or 5 hours. Which is still incredibly too damn long. But I enjoyed it for the most part. I can't think of a whole lot that I would say was not very good. I think that sometimes, giving the fans everything they want, which is exactly what happened at WrestleMania 35, with Seth Rollins winning, Kofi Kingston winning, and then Becky Lynch winning there at the end, is not the best thing for wrestling. Because if the fans get everything they want all in one night, then they don't have anything to look forward to the next night. They don't have any complaining to do, of course, but they don't have any reason to keep watching the product, which I'm in the minority here, but I think that only one of those championship belts should have probably been changed. I think that Seth Rollins should have beat Brock Lesnar, which happened. I think that was okay. I don't think that Kofi Kingston should have beat Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan has been doing some of the best work of his career as a heel. And Kofi Kingston could have used a couple more months chasing the belt, in my personal opinion, if he was going to be the quote-unquote babyface that he's supposed to be right now. And in that final match, which I'm very proud of the women for headlining WrestleMania, Ronda, Charlotte, and Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch ends up winning in some kind of a flubbed-up finish there. Only had to pin two counts rather than three to get that championship belt. They counted one, two, three, and the gal, Ronda's shoulders weren't down for the one, two, three. And that was just a little bit disappointing. The match was kind of disappointing, which there was just too much hype for those ladies. Too much hype. The only one in the match to me that delivered, which she always does, is Charlotte Flair. And you can say, oh, that's just because you're a fan of Ric Flair. No, God almighty. It ain't got nothing to do with her being related to Rick anymore. I think she has paved her own path and is just one of the best athletes in the world. She is seriously. I've seen a lot of wrestling live in person, but one of the best memories I have is seeing Charlotte Flair wrestle in person. She definitely delivers. And I do believe I saw her wrestle Becky Lynch that night at SmackDown here in Birmingham. But Becky Lynch is not the woman. She's not the man. She's not the woman. I can't get on board with it, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm supposed to suspend disbelief, but I know that Charlotte Flair is a better wrestler than Becky Lynch, and I think that Sasha Banks is a better wrestler than Becky Lynch. But I know I'm in the minority there. And Ronda apparently broke her hand during the match, which she's been doing real good too. But she does not need to be talking. She needs a Paul Heyman out there with her. But, you know, that's just some little things that I took away from WrestleMania 35. Charlotte Flair should have won that belt. And I think time will tell that she's the real deal and Becky Lynch is not. She's just not good enough to be on top. But, hey, I'm not signing the checks. I'm just a fan, just a lifelong fan. And no Undertaker at WrestleMania 35 was very disappointing for me. It was cool to see John Cena come out in his old gimmick, but yeah, I didn't enjoy it. Didn't enjoy it. But Undertaker shows up the next night on Raw, and that was fun or whatever, but he's got to be a part of WrestleMania, man. Come on. Come on. But other than that, everything's going pretty well down here. I guess that's about all I got for this week right here on the Hillbilly Luchador Podcast. You can check out anything you need to know about me at joshporter08.com. Joshporter08 on YouTube for all the tunage that you need. I'm trying to record some new stuff, y'all. I'm trying. Got a lot of irons in the fire in a lot of different areas right now, but it's all going to come together. Thank you all for listening. I'm going to go watch some more Anthony Bourdain and try to get up and go to work tomorrow. We'll holler at you.
same last name and the same color eyes. But we fought like tigers over that old red bike. I'm batting first and you can't use my glove. It wouldn't take long until push came to shove. But we looked out for each other with brotherly love. You hated girls till I had my first date. I brought her home from the movies. You stayed up late. Three on a couch, watching TV. I was smiling at her while you were laughing at me. But I wouldn't trade it for nothing, brotherly love. Fight like tigers over one old red bike. And looking at them reminds me of us. They're gonna fight and they're gonna fuss. But they've got something special. It's brotherly love. Yeah, they've got something special. It's brotherly love.
Background Noise by Oscar and Poncho Pete. Edited by the Hillbilly Luchador, aka Jippopotamus. Jippy Joppo the Jippopotamus.
If you love somebody enough, you'll follow wherever they go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. If you love somebody enough, you'll go where your heart wants to go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I know if you've seen her, you tell me, 'cause you are my friend. I've got to find her and find out the trouble she's in. If you tell me that she's not here, I'll follow the trail of her tears. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis.